If you walk up 4th Avenue in Bethel, you might smell something cooking that is either nostalgically familiar or completely new, depending on who you are. It's the smell of fresh tortillas, cooking inside Bethel's newest restaurant, Meximo, at lunchtime on Friday afternoon. Inside, Joan Beckham sits at a small table, eating an asada burrito. She says it reminds her of growing up in New Mexico.
We eat Mexican food all the time. It's not necessarily a cuisine. It's a way of life.
Beckham has been in Bethel for 6 years, and the only Mexican food she's been able to have is what she cooks.
My poor children are like, are we going to have tacos, enchiladas, anything like that again? Because that's all I really know how to cook.
Meximo, the word, is a combination of the word Mexican and Eskimo, though the food is not. It's actually more like Mexican food served in Texas.
My grandson was born here in Bethel, so I said, oh, we got a Mexican-o.
That's Alfred McCabe, part owner of the restaurant. He smiles as he walks from table to table, chatting with customers and making recommendations for what they should try. McCabe is from Laredo, Texas, and grew up speaking Spanish and eating Mexican food.
Texas food is very different from California food or any other place for that matter, you know, so I wanted to bring a bit of taste of that into Alaska or into here into Bethel.
McCabe and his wife started by making tacos and selling them at Bethel's Saturday Market. And then they bought a food truck. And now they're renting a space from Dimitri's, a Greek restaurant, which is only open in the summer. Back in the kitchen, Margarita Lopez, one of Meximo's chefs, is chopping carrots and cilantro.
Hola, ¿cómo está? Mucho gusto.
Lopez is from El Salvador and came up to Bethel with her ex-husband, who's from Mexico. She moves quickly from one end of the small kitchen to the other, almost running, cutting, sautéing, and rolling dough into tortilla shapes. Hispanics make up about 1.5% of the population in Bethel. Many come for construction jobs and end up staying, like Lopez and her husband. Now she's sharing her cultural knowledge with the region. Back in the seating area, the phone rings. Someone is calling to place an order. The owner's daughter and manager, Ashley, answers.
Mexican Tacos, this is Ashley. How may I help you?
Ashley reads today's special to the caller and waits for them to decide. Then she laughs playfully.
Okay.
The caller has never eaten Mexican food before. She makes a recommendation.
Okay, so how about our street tacos, asada street tacos? And what else is popular? Would you like a plate with rice and beans?
Most people in Bethel have probably had Mexican food before, so it might not be anything new for them. But for the people living in the villages near Bethel who don't get to Anchorage as much, this could be a big deal. Or at least a darn good taco. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.